So, for my second podcast, I thought I would tackle the one question I get asked the most, and that is, what do I want to see in a query? Queries really aren't that hard. They break down into three parts: the opening, the pitch, and the bio. In the opening, I'm always looking for the book info, the title, genre, and a word count. And by word count, I mean completed word count. I only want to see projects that have been completed, so a grand total here is good. You don't need to be exact. You can round to the nearest thousand. For example, if your book is 86,897 words, you can just go ahead and say 87,000 words. If you're so inclined, in the opening you can say how you met me, why you thought I would be a good fit for your book, and you can throw in a mashup, such as, this book is Raiders of the Lost Ark meets The Shining, or it's To Kill a Mockingbird meets The Addams Family. The next part, the most important part, is the pitch. This is where you take your book and make it sound like a movie you'd want to go watch. Write what you would for the back cover copy. That's what we're looking for, short and compelling. The third part is the author bio. That is your bio that should include everything related to writing and to writing this particular book. So include your English degrees, your MFAs, your national contest wins and placements, your regional contest wins or awards. If your good pal Stephen King has given you an endorsement quote for your book, include that. On the other hand, if your mom has given you an endorsement quote, you should probably leave that off. Unless your mom is Anne Rice, or J.K. Rowling, of course. Don't include that you like to make Mickey Mouse pancakes for your grandkids every Sunday, or that you spend your spare time in the basement of your creepy old house practicing taxidermy. Unless you've written for the Bates Motel, of course. If there's something that you do in your daily life that is directly relevant to your story, then do include it. If not, leave it out. If you have no particular writing bio to speak of, then that's okay too. Don't say, I don't have any experience, this is my first book, or anything like that. Just move on to the closing. Thank the agent for their time and sign your name. Make sure you include your contact information underneath your name. The hardest part of querying is grabbing the attention of someone who only has a few minutes to deal with a huge pile of incoming emails. For the sake of simple math, let's say I get 50 queries in per day, and let's say that I really only have half an hour to look through them. That gives each query less than a minute to grab my attention. So make that pitch part count. Show me your hook. And remember, we don't read through queries looking for reasons to say no. We read through them looking for reasons to say yes.